This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast from why-fish.com.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook, fished that line right on that hook. Said you've been fishing all the time, I'm a-gonna fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish in you. Any fish bite, got good faith, here's a little something of a legendary. Any fish bite, got good faith, I'm a-gonna fish you. Yes, I'm gonna fish you, I'm a-gonna fish you too.
From the Absolute Net Radio Studios, here are your Why Fish Radio hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio, brought to you by Absolute Net Radio, a division of Absolute Net Solutions. I am Brad, and you're probably used to hearing, and I'm other Brad, but I'm going solo today due to some other outdoor conflicts. You just get me this week. Few things going on up here in the North Country. Number one, it is cold. Ice fishermen are going to be happy when this stretch is over. This morning here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, a wonderful balmy 39 below zero. The cars weren't starting, but boy, were we making ice. Speaking of ice, I haven't been on the ice yet. It's terrible being doing a fishing website, a fishing podcast, and here I am, January 4th, haven't seen any ice yet. I'm hearing mixed reports in the area, and Saturday's the day, so hopefully for the next episode, I'll have some stellar reports of the first ice fishing outing of the new year 2005. Couple things I want to mention that happened up here in North Country is we just got done with the World Juniors hockey. I know it's off the subject of fishing. However, it did take some time, and it was a fabulous event up here. Our neighbors to the North Canada, we really enjoyed it. Have to bring that up because, you know, we all love to go to Canada and catch the big fish. Catfish in particular, in my personal vendetta of catching fish. But onward and upward, get things rolling. Once again, I'd like to thank Dave Miller for engineering the show from Absolute Net Radio, and Absolute Net Radio for making this show possible. Today I'm going to talk about the very first article we put up at whyfish.com called Late Beginnings. I wrote it. It refers to kind of how I got started with fishing, and I just kind of want to reiterate a lot of that as to you're never too old to start fishing and enjoy fishing. And then from there, I want to just touch on something that we've started to do here at Why Fish Radio, which is touch on how to get started in fishing. Today, I'm just going to kind of cover what you need to get into panfish, walleye, and some shore fishing stuff at your local tackle bait or place where you can buy fishing equipment. To get going, I want to go back to my Late Beginnings article. You can read it up on the articles page at y-fish.com. It was the very first article I put up. And basically, it talks about my starting late in life. I actually never got to start fishing till I was 22 years old. And that's not my fault or my parents' fault or anybody's fault. Basically, I fell into a situation where my parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles that live near me, nobody went fishing. It just wasn't something you did. I know I have friends, or you may have friends that, you know, grew up fishing with their dads or their uncles or whatever. I didn't have that, and that's what makes people different. But how I kind of got started is when I was young, fourth, fifth grade, I was at a 4-H club. We had a little outing at one of the local dams and got to do a little bobber fishing. A middle-aged 4-H leader lady was sitting on the shore just bobber and hook and worm, just knocking the bluegills dead, and we were sitting there wondering how she was doing it. And she just said, "I put a worm under a bobber on a hook." Well, we came to find out that she was fishing in 6 feet of water and had her hook about 2 feet off the bottom, but never bothered to tell us that. Kind of soured the taste. And then when you have parents that don't take you out fishing, that just kind of waned. Well, let's fast forward a few years to 1998. Just graduated college, went out to the lake with a friend and their family. They were going to do some fishing. Obviously not gone a little very long. It's one of those things you're just kind of like, well, I really don't want to go, but I'll ride around with you. Well, a couple hours of that, and I figured I might as well be holding a rod. As the day weekend went on, I finally bought a license, caught a little 2-pound northern, and that was it. That was just a big rush. Well, the next year I went out and bought a small boat, which I guess isn't totally necessary, but I had the money, did it, went out to Devil's Lake here in North Dakota, started catching walleyes, and the monster was born. Basically, my point of going back to that article is you don't have to be taught how to fish when you're 5 years old. You don't have to have it basically bred into you. If you get out and you enjoy it at a later age, no problem. If you've never done it before, try it. You might like it. And hey, if you don't, you can say you tried it and that you don't like it. So just another thing to remember if you should bump into this podcast and thinking that might be something kind of neat. Now that I've established kind of how I got started at a later in life, I want to touch on and kind of explain the items you need to get started. And now, this is the absolute bare bones what you need. I'm not going to say you need a $50,000 Lund boat or a, you know, 200 horse outboard or, you know, even a $200 rod. One of the things that is obviously needed to go fishing is a rod and a reel. You can buy a rod and a reel pretty much anywhere for anywhere that you want to spend. You can actually get a Zebco 202 system rod and reel with line for about $10. It'll get you started. I would probably recommend going up to about a $25 combo just because the reels seem to hold up a little bit, but it's totally not necessary to do that. You know, just a $10 rod and reel. If it doesn't have line, you're going to need some line. I would recommend to get started 6 to 8 pound test line. Any brand should do. Some basic hooks for panfish, walleyes, things like that. I'd recommend somewhere between a size 6 and a size 4 hook. Hook size actually goes, the bigger the number, the smaller the hook. So that's something to keep in mind. I would recommend for an all-around hook just to get started using a number 6 hook. And some bobbers and maybe some snap swivels. There's a lot of different snap swivels and a lot of different bobbers. Make sure your bobber isn't too big. And ask at the store. They'll be happy to help you pick all this up. Another thing to think about when you're getting set up, just some sort of small landing net. They run about $8. So now that you've been on your shopping trip, it's time to go fishing. And find yourself a river, a lake, stream, whatever's convenient. You know there's fish. Some night crawlers or some minnows at the local bait store that day. If I could show you how to tie the knots and hook everything up, I would, but this is radio, so we're not going to go there tonight. You'll have to get on the internet. And if I can round up a link, I'll get one up on YFish that talks about how to set up the rod. But there's websites out there, there's books out there that can show you how to tie the knots. And if you're in a tackle store of some sort or a bait shop and you don't know, just ask them and they'd be happy to show you, I'm sure. But now you got your rod, your reel, you got your line on it, you got your hooks, you got your bobber. One of the first tips I will give you once you get there is set your bobber up about 5 feet, cast it out. If you're using a slip bobber system and your bobber stands up, just keep moving it up until your bobber lays down. The idea of setting that is so you can get close enough to the bottom to actually get in the hot zone where the fish are actually swimming. if you're in 10 feet of water with 5 feet of line under your bobber, the fish probably aren't going to find you, unless you're fishing specifically for bluegills. But just because, let's say we're fishing for a walleye or a northern or something that should be in most lakes up in the North Country, just make sure your bobber's about a foot to 18 inches off the bottom. Get your worm on there, sit down, and enjoy. Sometimes they're not going to come to you if you're sitting on the bank. Sometimes they're going to go. You're going to have to walk around a little bit, check things, play the wind, even try different depths. Another thing to remember with shore fishing is you don't have to cast as far as you can. Some of my best days shore fishing have come where I'll see people casting as long and hard as they possibly can out into the middle of a channel looking for northern pike, when actually the pike are feeding on the lips of the channel in the shallower dead water. And, I mean, you can literally only have to cast 5 feet in front of you to get a fish to bite. That's a tip that I think is probably one of the most invaluable things I've ever figured out about fishing for pike in particular, is you don't always have to cast as long and as far as you can. Sometimes just a nice short cast into some shallow water is going to make the difference between a few fish and a lot of fish, a small fish or a big fish. But basically, that's where the why fish concepts come into play. We want you to get out, get started. Hopefully, I'm teaching you something with the basics. At this point, I'm set up for people who are interested in maybe starting fishing, and that's why I started out as basic as I can. I do want to hear from you, so please head to our website, click on the link to contact. I'd like to hear any suggestions, any questions, any comments that you might have. If you want this show to get a little more technical, we'd be happy to get more technical. But at this point, the why fish concept, we say it week after week, is just to get more people fishing. That's the main goal. That's what we want. So at this point, I'm gonna bring it to an end. Once again, I'm going to thank Dave Miller for engineering this. Thank Absolute Net Radio and Absolute Net Solutions for making this show possible. I'm going to get out, get off the air, hopefully catch some walleyes and northerns and perch through the ice this week. So next week's show, I'll have some actual real fishing stories from the recent times to talk about. So once again, I'm Brad. I'm going solo tonight. Other Brad should be back with us next week. And get out and fish.
Put on the skillet, let my dad. Mama gonna cook a little short bread. Tell you been fishing all the time. I'm gonna fish it too. I bet your life, loving wife, get more fishing you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I'd like to say. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm gonna fish it. Yes, I'm gonna fish it. I'm gonna fish it too.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with Brad and Brad from why-fish.com. Why Fish Radio was produced by Absolute Net Radio. Find us on the web at absolutenetsolutions.com.